Okay, this is Fred Schock at the starting line for the start of the grand final of the freshman heavyweight eights. Cornell will be nearest the crowd in lane one, Brown in two, California in three, Washington in four, Northeastern in five, and Harvard in six. This is all the marbles now for the freshman heavies. Countdown has begun. A long season of work, ready to be put to the test. And they're off. California has had some explosive starts in the heats, and they will go off high and hard, I'm sure. Cal has raced Washington twice so far this season and come up just a little bit short. And those two, along with Northeastern, jump right out. Washington and Cal are dead level. Northeastern just a seat behind in the first 20 strokes. Give California a bow ball now over Washington. California at 40. Washington at 39 and a half. California with three seats on Washington. California looking inspired now. Northeastern a couple seats back of Washington. Harvard a couple seats back of Northeastern. And then it's a dead heat between Brown and Cornell for that 5-6 spot. California through the 120 for California through the 500. And California has got a half a length on the Huskies. California really attacking this now. Has got six seats on the Huskies. Huskies better answer it right here in the second 500 or Cal is going to get away. Northeastern, seven seats down on the Huskies. And the Huskies at 35 and a half. They're very much in control of their rating. But California's got a nice lead there, five or six seats. Harvard's running in fourth. Harvard is a couple seats up on Brown and Cornell. So we might have expected this from California. They really had some explosive starts. But let's see what they can do in the second thousand. UW's starting to reel them back in. UW's come back a couple of seats now on Cal. UW looking very much rowing within themselves. 35 strokes a minute. That's a good sign. California, 35 also. At the 1,000, it's still going to be California in the lead by three seats. 244 to the 1,000. And those two crews, as predicted, have broken away from Northeastern, Harvard, and the pack. The seven-man of the UW crew took a look over his shoulder, and Washington starting to put the pressure on Cal in the third 500. Northeastern clearly in third. Cornell now challenging Harvard for fourth. Cornell challenging Harvard, and Brown will be sixth. California and Washington dead level with 750 meters to go. It's going to be a great race to the finish. Washington still at 35. California, 35. I think Washington may have taken the lead from California by one seat as they approach the 500-meter mark to go. Cornell now ahead of Harvard. Cornell in fourth by one seat. Wow, these two freshman crews out front are really putting on a display. Washington, one seat up on Cal. 408 to the 1,500. Washington starting to pull away now from California. Washington 3 seats up on Cal. It's really getting exciting now with 45 strokes to go. Washington pouring on the coals to take a 3-seat lead. Washington at 39 strokes a minute. 38 and a half. Seems to have broken California. They're a length of open ahead of Northeastern. Cal is just going up at 38, and Washington has half a length.
Back, the four East Coast schools behind them. It is a fight, though, between Northeastern and Cornell for the bronze medal, with Harvard not far back. But it's now Washington beginning to squeeze away. It's Washington by half a length over Cal, 150 meters to go. The Huskies are rowing from behind, and now they are pulling away. It's a length. They are just gliding away. Very impressive. They're going to cross that finish line with open water after trailing for most of the race. California, almost three lengths in front of Northeastern, gets the silver. Northeastern will hold off Harvard and Cornell for the bronze medal.